This is Decoded Datebook for April 17th. Henry Stahl sank a well near his home in Williston. It took him several weeks to dig down 24 feet and install a pump. He thought nothing of it. His only goal was to have a convenient source of water, but it turned into something more. On this date in 1920, Henry struck water, but also discovered 14 inches of black sand that resembled oil sand. After installing a pump, he drew a bucket of water. When he offered it to his horses, he was surprised when they refused to drink and turned away. Taking a closer look, he noticed a thick scum of oil floating on top. He began to suspect he was onto something. The Pioneer Oil and Gas Company controlled thousands of acres nearby and had assured the public the land would hold a tremendous amount of oil. The company was already sinking a well just a mile away from Henry's property. It seemed entirely possible the oil field extended beneath his land as well. Henry took samples of the water into town and showed them to several businessmen, who immediately recognized the potential and hurried out to inspect the well themselves. With growing interest, Henry continued testing. He pumped the well dry several times, then drew more water as it refilled. Each time the buckets contained between 1/4 inch and 2 inches of light-colored oil on the surface, oil that burned easily. Before long, Henry's well became a local attraction. As the newspaper reported, scores of spectators have visited the well since it was struck, and everyone is eager to get samples of the oil which is coming out. Almost overnight, Henry's fortunes changed. His property, once valued at $500, skyrocketed in worth as news spread. One visitor even offered him $8,000 in cash. Few were surprised when Henry refused. The land was then estimated to be worth $10,000, with expectations that it would climb even higher. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.